welcome back to another episode of CQP Moments. As always, I'm your host, the Coupon Queenpin. Guys, I'm going to give you a few of my favorite little care tricks that will help you get through this season and into fall. So let's take a moment out and I'll be right back. So it is May and spring is in full swing. Now, April was full of rain. It kept true to its identity. There was no mistaking. April showers were here like every other day. Okay? But when I tell you May came in and was, full of pollen, it has been full of pollen. It's been very interesting. Now, one thing that I had noticed was, I want to say, at the beginning of last month, there were no leaves on the trees. The trees were bare. They were still sleeping and hibernating and doing all that great stuff. And right now, we've gone from what seems like cherry blossom season to all the leaves on the ground. And there is just, when I say, pollen all over the place. Oh my goodness. And it was so sudden. And I think that's really what caught everybody off guard, was it was so sudden. But part of it is because the weather has been so unsettled. Normally, you know, you go that gradual warm up. But in the middle of April, we had 80 degree weather. And then it was back down to the 30s and the 40s. So I'm surprised, but not surprised, can I say? Because, oh my goodness. But it's been so, like, I'll turn on with this pollen. And I don't think anyone really had a chance to prepare. So one of the things for me is normally making sure that I have the eye drops. And I told you, I always tend to have eye drops, which I do. I do have them. But it's just been like, whoa. Now, I will say this. I do notice that for me, one of the things that helps is, and it sounds like one of those old wives' tales, but cucumber slices. Cool cucumber slices. Not the plastic things that you put in the refrigerator. What I am talking about is actual slices of cucumber cut into medallion and put on your eyes. Because I think a lot of people reach for, you know, some sort of cooling compress, a washcloth run under water. No. Take a cucumber, slice it, put the slices on your eyes, and just lay back and relax. One, it's, like I said, it's very calming. Cucumbers are full of water and great for moisturization, so you don't have to worry about what's going on. But it also does, and guys, again, if you have a cucumber allergy, please don't do this. This is a big disclaimer. If you have a cucumber allergy, please don't do this. But if you don't, the one thing I will say is go ahead and put the cucumber slices on. Let them do their job. Let them soothe your eyes. Let them soothe your skin. It's a chance to sit back and relax. And believe it or not, because it's cooling, like I said, this is something you need to do when you put the cucumbers in the refrigerator. Because it's cooling, it actually, like, I want to say, permeates the skin a little bit and allows, that coolness to kind of get in there and relax the skin. So, yeah, definitely go with cucumbers. Now, if you're one of those people that gets the little bit of, eye irritation and it causes like that slight crusty discharge, the one thing I have noticed, again, if you are not allergic to this, is taking a little bit of coconut oil on a Q-tip or something and rubbing it across the top of your eyelashes near like the eyelid portion and allowing this, that build up to come off naturally. Don't pull it. It so that because even though we have eyelashes that do come out, you don't want to cause trauma to your eyelids. So, because one thing most people don't understand, causing that kind of trauma all the time does cause your body to do a defense mechanism where the eyelashes will not grow back. So, just kind of chill with that. It's crazy because our bodies do defend, does defend itself. So, you just have to make sure that you're not pulling. But say, like I said, take a Q-tip, rub it across, and wait for it a little bit, and then get that, wipe away that hard discharge. Now, I will say this, if it's irritating you really badly, please go to your doctor, go to a medical professional, let them know what's going on. I am by no way a medical professional. I am telling you what I have done that works for me. And again, I know my body, so, but if it's more than that, if you feel it's more than that, or it is concerning you more than that, definitely go to a medical professional. Again, I state if you, the methods I gave you, if you are allergic to cucumber, if you are allergic to coconut, please do not use them. I do not want anyone having an allergic reaction on top of an allergic reaction because that compounded reaction will be horrible. So, yeah. Now, one of the things that I love, especially around this time of year, is aloe gel. I will do it two ways. There are times when I will take the aloe gel straight from the aloe plant. I cut off the sides, cut off the skin, and put it in a blender, mix it up, put a little bit of olive oil in there, and let it go into the refrigerator and then add it to the skin. Now, understand, this does leave a film. It is not going to smell very pretty. It does get very sticky, and getting it off of your hands is pretty hard. So, if you're going to do that and use it, I say use gloves. It is good for the skin, it is good for like sunburns and stuff like that, but I say use gloves, but this is great for any skin irritation. Now, if you don't want to go that route, or you're in a pinch, or you even can't locate an aloe plant or an aloe leaf, you can always buy the pre-made aloe gel, which you can find in the sunscreen aisle, or in the beauty aisle, or in a natural skincare section of, your local store. And when I say local store, it could be something like Target, it can be something like Dollar Tree, it can be CVS. It doesn't have to be any store in particular. You can ask them if they carry aloe gel. Now, normally, for whatever reason, this is brilliant green, but I guess this is to denote that it is indeed aloe gel, but it's not your regular green. But trust and believe, when it comes out of the bottle, it does not show up green on your skin. So, but you do the same with this. You stick it in the refrigerator and it actually soothes the skin. Now, the one thing I will tell you is if you're a person with sensitive skin and you are sensitive to fragrances, sometimes you may not want to use this at all because a lot of the ones that I've come across do have some sort of perfume or fragrance in them. But if you're not, or if you've never used it before, you can try it and see how it works for you. Again, because both these items are aloe, if you're allergic to aloe, please, please do not use it. But yeah, these are the three things that I love that actually have helped me. So, I hope that this was helpful for you. Be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and happy shopping.